Pinagyag ito ang arasabi ng bayo kung kahit hindi ito makabuhin ng kanyang bayan dahil nga sa kanya mga samanan sila pipito mismo sa aking soda. Yan na umod mo ang aking karagdagang sagunat para sa programa ng Omer Food Party at sa mga mga kundo na ligay at ayo kundo.
Sa ating buko no, yung mga question ko ninyo kung gusto ko ninyo malaman. Kaya sa mga teacher, ang mga iba pang detalye at siyempre sa ating grandmaster dito na si Mr. Eugene Torrey. At siyempre, yung sari nga natin mga kayan, ako kayo punta sa formal interview, yung message muna ni Mr. Eugene Torrey or yes, sir, before we go on a formal interview, your message first to our listeners in the local city.
Just very happy indeed here. I was on another radio station, I believe, about a year or so ago. So we were talking about here at Dagu Pop.
Yes,
and then we spent some of my phone by radio at Dagu Pop. And I want to compliment Bongo Radio
chain.
Because I've been on Bongo Radio a lot in public service agenda, which focuses on hard information, not a lot of trivia. And also, very pleased to be here with Agu Pang. This guy in this afternoon, I feel like a lot of good energy here. So, my side of the story out about all these crimes that we two components in his Canadianism. The one for Nietzsche and Pablo, I think very few people who knew the truth. And also Bobby Arnold, who was going to run all these internet sites. And according to a letter from the U.S. Treasury Department, I'm convicted on the charges of 10 years prison sentence.
For a
big kiss. For a
big kiss.
Yeah.
Why is it that you all are spotted in this house over?
Well, the shoes control the United States. I mean, American jewelry and the U.S. government are virtually interchangeable. So, they're behind walls. They can completely control the U.S. government.
So, this is something to do with the tests or...
They don't like me. That's the point. They don't like me for a lot of reasons.
I believe you mentioned to me, it seems that it was only you who seems to have suffered in this charge of being Yugoslavia, no?
That's right. You know, so far as I know, I am the only person in the whole United States who has been charged with a violation of this Bush's International Emergency Economic Powers Act. This is an executive order he signed.
Is it the Remusable Voice Master?
Right. This is an executive order that was signed by President Bush on June 5th, 1992. This order is Executive Order 12810. In June 1992, imposing sanctions against Serbia and Montenegro. And, so far as I know, I'm the only person in the whole world that they have indicted on this. They're singling me out. This is extremely Jewish vendetta. The Jews will be totally in control of this around the end. Let me give you an example. I have an article. This is from a magazine called Current Biography. And this is the May 1994 issue. And they have everyone they have, or every, anyway, comes out several times a year. And I think 7 months. And they have a lot of, maybe 20 biographies in each issue, 2 biographies in each issue. And they have a biography of Amity, it's about 5 or 6 pages, whatever. But it says something very interesting here regarding this indictment. It says, the match was billed the world championship tournament by no institution recognized as such. Of the 50 games of the match, Fishing 110 and lost 5. The remaining 15 games were draws. On December 15, 1992, United States officials, the U.S. government, United States officials, indicted Fisher, and issued an arrest warrant, an action that surprised some legal scholars and drew the numerous unpunished violations of United Nations sanctions committed by arms manufacturers and other companies. So rather than going after people who have been selling arms to fuel this conflict,
from the United States, they're going there to meet you. You imagine this? We play chess. And that doesn't tell you this is a vicious U.S. vendetta to me. And this is just one of many crimes against me. We've been doing crime after crime against me for years.
Is it because of your refusal to meet our folks in
1975? No, I didn't refuse to meet them at all. He refused to meet me. I gave him a perfectly fair condition. He refused to play me. And we had a few meetings to decide what to do about this dispute about the rules. And they had a vote, and it's my information, I won the vote. Because the press said, I lost the vote regarding the match of tie 9-9 in the champion retaining the title. This was a vote they took in Holland around the spring of 1995. And the press said I lost the vote, and they gave, I believe, the result of the vote, but they never published a breakdown of how each country voted. And to my information, from Fred Kramer, I won the vote. They just simply lied. They never issued a breakdown how each country voted. And I remember Hughes, he went to Amsterdam at the time when Papa Wallace was here in front of the asking, let me see how each country voted on this 9-9 vote at the special community meeting in the spring of 1975.
Right.
Yeah. And it's not the time.
There are reports that your games have been started by Jews.
Awesome, yes. They are falsifying the scores of my games. You can get into that. That's one of the reasons why the 32 other people robbed all of my cash, valuables, and other loans. There are a lot of unpublished scores. There are a lot of published scores out there that they want to falsify.
Are you saying that you are afraid to use the tax on
surveys?
Are you saying now that you are afraid to keep American?
Well, they say I'm a fugitive. Yeah, I don't think chicken I'm a fugitive because I never fled. Because I never went back to the U.S. after they invited me. So I don't think from the legal standpoint you can call me a fugitive. But they were going to be fugitive. Okay, that's the fact of the matter, yeah. Another restaurant for me. There's a federal arrest warrant that is valid in every state in the union on the U.S. possessions. And they're very serious about this. And one of them is in prison, one of them is in the hospital, and one destroyed me physically. You can show me. They're very serious about this. This is not a show that they're doing.
You're the person, the only American who holds officially the title of world champion, and is what you get from the...
Right. Well, the truth is from the United States. It's a totally Jewish country, you know. I was telling Pablo, I think, back in January, what is the most common names and names, male venues, is Pablo Mercado, Pablo Mercado. What is the most common name for 1999 in the United States, the name male venues? You know what it is?
I don't know. Yes,
yeah, it is.
Are there any tricks
when we left it.
Are you seeing any cuts?
Yes.
No. Well, just in making very threatening statements in the press about what the most common things are trying to do in Portland, if I haven't seen any anonymous phone call from there, you know, Mr. Phil, who crossed the street last of Selawan, he published in his magazine, it's a chess. A while back, he published a little editorial and he said, I take this as a kind of threat on my life. He says, this is talking after I gave the interview with you after this. This is published in Inside Chess, April 1999. The interview is shocking, and I must warn you, Bobby Brange is extremely vulgar. From bigotry towards Jewish people and ignorant who have it. Those who wish to hear this hate-filled message can find it at the site above, and excerpts have been made available on National Public Radio, as well as other places. We have decided there is no purpose to printing this interview. If you should answer anti-Jewish tyrants, the two will root this to be taken seriously by any sane person. And in the last analysis, only harm here. Here's the key part of this. Bobby's life is drawing to an ugly conclusion. And it seems that the greatest chess player we've ever seen has become a Christine Peter, hate-filled witness. I'm not even very inclusive now, am I, Sharon? But anyway, he said, my life is going for ugly conclusion, and this other thing exists to be Jewish, God, not so sad, only as Arabic. And another German Jew, Larry Evans, writing in Chess Life, he said, yes, we can encourage with this. So I'm sure I'm making it clear that anyone who has openly exposed their crimes has to die. So the same basically
is this. Is this the reason why you want to travel in Bolivia?
Oh, yeah, you know who I am.
You don't want to be recognized or to be known that you are here in the Philippines.
Well, I'm not hiding anywhere. I gave him an interview on Palmer Cotton Show about 2 weeks ago. He said, you see, okay. You won't be here if you didn't say
anything.
You are hiding. This is the U.S. government, the news stories, the U.S. press, the U.S. radio stations, Bob Ellsworth, the passenger of the Department of Justice people supporting the U.S. government. Everybody involved is trying to be inclusive. Nobody that I have accusations about regarding the Eastern robbery has said a word of it. Nobody. This is already, I've been talking for about a year and a half. No, more than a year and a half. No, they haven't made the one statement. From all the groups, they haven't made a statement. Linda Carter, the general manager of the Eastern Affairs of Pasadena, hasn't made a statement. Bob Ellsworth hasn't made a statement. The U.S. government hasn't made a statement. Clinton hasn't made a statement. The Pasadena police haven't made a statement. None of the principals, none of the perpetrators of this robbery have had a word to say. To this day, crying one word, nothing.
The only means one thing. They are guilty, well,
that's how guilty is how.
Maybe you have a friend from Sense Council that would like to ask you a question. Who is the attorney in Lakhan, maybe?
Yes, sir, Lakhan, I just would like to know that the referring the Jewish conflict was clearly what keeps the fissure nowadays.
I'm enjoying my life. I got $3.5 million put to it, and I'll move it out.
I'm not sure of this. What's related about this?
Well, it hasn't got off the ground yet, but I'm hoping very soon it will. Are you from the newspaper? What do you say?
I'm sorry, I'm sorry.
There's plenty of money out there. and finance.